From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For a number of weeks, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of studies in Psalm 119. In the course of the series, he's been focusing on verses 9 through 16, expounding the theme of living clean in an unclean world. Today, he continues the final message in the series. Before Dr. Cairns comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Care of Our Feet. The text is found in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9. He will keep the feet of his saints. The way is slippery, and our feet are feeble. But the Lord will keep our feet. If we give ourselves up by obedient faith to be his holy ones, he will himself be our guardian. Not only will he charge his angels to keep us, but he himself will preserve our goings. He will keep our feet from falling, so that we do not defile our garments, wound our souls, and cause the enemy to blaspheme. He will keep our feet from wandering, so that we do not go into paths of error or ways of folly or courses of the world's custom. He will keep our feet from swelling through weariness or blistering because of the roughness and length of the way. He will keep our feet from wounding. Our shoes shall be iron and brass, so that even though we tread on the edge of the sword or on deadly serpents, we shall not bleed or be poisoned. He will also pluck our feet out of the net. We shall not be entangled by the deceit of our malicious and crafty foes. With such a promise as this, let us run without weariness and walk without fear. He who keeps our feet will do it effectually.
Strength.
Every so often here on Let the Bible Speak, we've made mention of Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include, why did Christ have to become a man? Why does a good God allow suffering? Or, what is the unpardonable sin? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips are available on the ltbsradio.com website. But in addition, we're happy to be able to provide you, free of charge, a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. You may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. This week, Dr. Cairns is bringing the eighth and final message in a series on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The entire series has been a study on the portion of Psalm 119, consisting of verses 9 through 16. The common thread of each verse has been the Word of God. Verse 9 set forth the cleansing power of the Scriptures. In verse 10, we learned the importance of a vital prayer life. Verse 11 taught us that hiding God's Word in our hearts is a sure remedy against Satan's devices. Verse 12 emphasized the necessity of a teachable and worshiping spirit, while verse 13 underscored the need for sound speech that cannot be condemned. The theme of verse 14 was living in the joy of biblical holiness, and verse 15 showed the importance of the believer's thought life being guided by the Word of God. The text for this message is verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. In the course of this week's programs, Dr. Cairns sums up the whole series in a message entitled, Staying the Course, Remaining True to God and to His Word. The first phrase of the text gives us the key. It emphasizes a habitual and happy commitment to God's Word. As Dr. Cairns will remind us, there is much in the Bible to delight the child of God. And now to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Christians are not simply those who profess to be Christians. Matthew 7 will tell you there will be many people on the day of judgment who will have the profession of Christianity. Some of them will have had great experiences to go with their profession. Just think of the experiences that the Lord Jesus highlights in Matthew 7. People are going to come and say, Lord, Lord, we're Orthodox. We believe in the Lordship of Christ. We affirm an Orthodox creed. Lord, we have preached in your name. Possibly even been ordained to the Christian ministry. We have preached in your name. In your name, we have cast out devils. In your name, we have done miracles. Here are people and they have a profession of Christianity and they have some outstanding experiences to go along with the profession. And yet Jesus says, depart from me, I never knew you. It's not everybody who professes to be saved is saved. Salvation is not proved by doing miracles. But I want to tell you there are certain things that are always a divine and definite and incontrovertible proof of genuine saving grace. One is faith in the merits of Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And you'll notice that's what's missing in the pretensions and professions of the people I've been referring to. It's all I and what I have done. Lord, accept me, for I have preached for you. I have done this. I have done the other thing. And man, if you go out to God depending on what you have done for God, you're depending on a broken reed. I want to go out to meet God depending only on what Christ has done for me. I want to go out to meet God with no plea but the merit of Christ. No plea but the precious shed blood of the Lamb. No foundation but the righteousness of God's dear Son, wrought out by His obedience and imputed to me by grace alone to be received by faith alone. I'll tell you something else about every person who's saved. He loves the Lord. That is not an option for a Christian. That's an inevitability. It's impossible to belong to Christ without loving Him. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, if any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. Let him be under the curse of God. To be under the curse is to be unredeemed. For when you're redeemed, the very first thing you're redeemed is from the curse. Galatians 3:13. If any man love not our Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema. The mark of a Christian is his faith is in Christ alone and his love is directed toward Christ. Oh, he will find fault with his own love. He will wish that he loved him more. But the basic reality is that his heart is fixed. He says with the psalmist, my heart is fixed. I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. I love the Lord because he hath first loved me. This is the testimony of a Christian. Every Christian loves the Lord. And the Bible is the personal message of the one whom we love best. We say with the psalmist, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance. With Asaph, the most depressed of the psalmists. But even with Asaph, we say, whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none upon the earth that I desire beside thee. This is the Lord, my portion. And this is the one who has given us his word. You know, that's telling you something. When he gives you his word, this is where you learn of him. Now, if you love someone, you can't hear enough about them. You can't be enough in their company. You'll find ways to make sure you get into the company of those you love. You'll get to spend time with those you love. If a loved one is taken far away and you get a letter from them or some communication, that becomes a treasured thing. We were just going through some of our papers. Well, that's the royal we. In our house, when it comes to going through papers, other than to dump out things that I should have dumped out years ago, we means Joan. And I'm sure it's the same in your house too. And we came across a letter that we'd kept for years from my dad. He was a very old man at the time. He was in his 90s. And it was a letter that he wrote to me. The last communication I ever had from him. Though the writing was spidery. But the letter is precious. The feelings it expressed were precious. When you get something from a loved one, you treasure it. This is a word from him whom we love best. So much is this a blessing that the Lord says, look, what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as this law which I have set before you today? What's the mark? According to God, what is the supreme mark in this world of his kindness and his goodness? He has given us his word. In Psalm 147, 19, 20, he said he showed his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. This is what marks God's people off. We have a personal letter from him whom we love best. And he's given us this that we may have our trust in the Lord, according to Proverbs 22:19. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made thee know this day. Made known to thee, should I say, even to thee. I have written great things to you. And the great thing about this word, and I think any Christian who has spent time in the Bible has proved this, it always is the right word. Do you ever notice that about the Bible? It's always the right word. Whatever your circumstances, if you are diligent going through the Scriptures day by day, I'm not talking about flipping here and there trying to find something that you can latch on to. I'm talking about being consistently and daily in the Word of God. When you are going through any sets of circumstances, you'll find that the Scripture is always right on the mark. Whatever the Word is that you need, you're going to find it in this book. It's so right for us. You remember what Proverbs tells us in chapter 25, in verse 25? As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. How often do we feel that way when we're going through some difficulty, facing some great crisis? And we come to the Word of God, and my, it's just like cold water to a thirsty soul. We say, Lord, that's exactly what I needed. You get it from God's Word. This is a book that has much in it to delight the heart. It focuses the mind on such sublime truths. Everything around us, you know, is trivial. The end of the day. Even the great issues of the day. You think of the millions upon millions of words that have been written and spoken about the current economic downturn. Now, I have no doubt that in the context of everyday events, and believe me, I've got to pay for bread and milk and car tires and gas just the same as everybody else. So I'm not getting out of the world and saying that these things are of no importance, but I'm saying simply, while in their context they may be very important, ultimately they're trivial because, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to leave every cent you ever earned, you're going to leave it behind you. Every car you ever owned, you're going to leave it behind you. Every house you ever bought, you're going to leave it behind you. It's all trivial. Here you deal with things that are eternal. Here you deal with things that are sublime. A little later in this, Psalm 119 in verse 18, the psalmist says, "Open thou mine eyes." Oh, how many of God's people would need to get their eyes open to start to see things as they really are, instead of being focused on the inconsequential things of life, to have our attention focused, riveted upon the great eternal verities that God has set before us in His Word. He says, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." There are wonderful things in the Bible. Don't we often sing of that, the little children's hymn? "Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the greatest, Jesus loves me." We sing it. But let me ask you something. How long has it been since you saw anything wonderful in the Bible? Come on now. How long is it since in your own time with the Word of God open before you, you actually saw anything wonderful in the Bible? And yet it's replete with wonderful things. This is a book that will keep us anchored in the Father's sovereign purpose. And if ever there was a time when you needed that, this is the time. According to Ephesians chapter 1, He's working all things after the good pleasure of His own will. I don't understand. I was just praying about this morning, thinking about it in my study before I came here. I don't understand the secret purpose of God. I don't understand how an absolute, infinite, eternal, omniscient God works everything that happens according to His own eternal purpose. And yet every moral agent is responsible for his actions before God. I can't work that out. But God can. And this is what He does. I come back to this absolute sovereignty of God, and I find the Bible will anchor my soul in that reality of a sovereign God. I am not a victim of mindless circumstances. We are not here by happenstance. Things are not working out as Charles Darwin thought they were working out. We are not the product of some mindless process of evolution. We are the creatures of an all-wise Heavenly Father who is working all things, every single detail, according to the absolutely perfect counsel of His absolutely perfect will.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.